Jai Jagadisha Hare, Jai Jagadisha Hare, Jagadisha Hare. Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 8, Chapter 17, the Supreme Lord agrees to become Aditi's son. Oh, looking for you. I was afraid you'd be like in jet lag or something. We were looking for you. I was gonna go over knocking on your door, and, but I think you must be like exhausted, no? Yeah. Sitting in airplanes. Who was next to you on the airplane? You don't know this whole thing. You're packed for hours of people you don't know. I know. Somebody lying on your head, you know that. Yeah. I know. Yeah. We don't expect it to happen, but if it does, you know, the oxygen mask will fall from the thing. Don't congregate by the front door, but bathroom will shoot you. You know, did you forget your document? You can't fly. Your luggage will cost is 10 pounds over. That'll be $4,000. Who's the person next to me? I don't know. It's the forces that we're going to be. Why are my knees up in my face? Joy. Okay, the Supreme Lord agrees to become Aditi's son. As explained in this chapter, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, being very pleased by the Payo-Vrata ceremony performed by Aditi, appeared before her in full opulence. At her request, the Lord agreed to become her son. After Aditi performed the Payo-Vrata ceremony for 12 continuous days, the Lord was certainly very pleased with her, and he appeared before her with four hands dressed in red, blue, or yellow garments. Yellow. As soon as Aditi saw the Personality of Godhead present before her, she immediately got up. And with great ecstatic love for the Lord, she fell to the ground to our respectful obeisances. Aditi's throat was choked because of ecstatic feelings, and her body trembled with devotion. Although she wanted to offer suitable prayers to the Lord, she could not do anything unless she remained silent for some time. Well, then, feeling solace, observing the beauty of the Lord, she offered her prayers. The Supreme Personality of Godhead, the Super Soul of all living entities, was very pleased with her, and he agreed to become her son by incarnating as a plenary expansion. He was already pleased with Kasyapa Muni's austerities, unless he agreed to become their son and maintain the demigods. After giving his word of honor to this effect, the Lord disappeared. Following the order of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Aditi engaged in the service of Kasyapa, who could see by samadhi that the Lord was within him, and this he placed his semen in the womb of Aditi. Lord Brahma, who was known as Hiranyagarbha, understood that the Supreme Personality of Godhead had entered Aditi's womb. Thus he offered prayers to the Lord. Okay. So let's look for Aditi's prayers here. Is that here? No. Okay. Yeah. Sukadeva Goswami said, O King Parikshit, best of the Bharata dynasty, when the lotus-eyed Lord, the Super Soul of all living entities, was thus worshipped by Aditi, he replied as follows. Her prayers are here? Oh, Aditi said, okay, her prayers. Yagnesha yagna purusha chuta tirta padam tirta shrava shavana mangala namadeha apanna loka vrajino pashan Pasham O Dayadyan Samna Kradisha Bhagavan Asidina Nata. O Master and Enjoyer of all sacrifices, O infallible and most famous person, whose name when chanted spreads all good fortune. O Original Supreme Personality of Godhead, Supreme Controller, Shelter of all holy places. You are the shelter of all poor, suffering, living entities, and you have appeared to diminish their suffering. Please be kind to us and spread our good fortune. Vishva 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 Bhavanastita Samyamaya Swairam Grihita Purushakti Gunaya Bhumne Svastaya Sashvarupa Brimhita Purnaboda Vapadi Datma Tamase Haraye Namaste. Lord, who are all pervading by your universal form, fully independent creator, maintainer, and destroyer of this universe. Although you engage your energy in matter, you are always situated in your original form and never fall from that position, for your knowledge is infallible and always suitable to all situations. You are never bewildered by illusion. O Lord, let me offer my obeisances to you. O Unlimited One, your Lordship is satisfied. If your Lordship is satisfied, one can very easily attain a long life like Lord Brahma, a body in upper, lower, and middle planetary systems, unlimited material opulence, religion, economic development, satisfaction of the senses, full transcendental knowledge, and the eight yogic perfections. What to speak of such achievements as conquering one's rivals? Shisuka Uvacha. O King Pariksit, best of Bharata dynasty, when the lotus-eyed Lord, the personality of God, the super soul of all living entities, was thus worshipped by Aditi, he replied as follows. Shri Bhagavan Uvacha. Deva matar bhavatyame vijñātam chirakankshitam yat sapater hrita shrina shri shri nam chaivatanam svadharmataha. O mother of the demigods, I have already understood your long-cherished desires for the welfare of your sons, who have been deprived of all opulences and driven from their residences by their enemies. O Devi, O Goddess, I can understand that you want to regain your sons and be together with them to worship me after defeating the enemies in battle and retrieving your abode and opulences. You want to see the wives of the demons lamenting for the death of their husbands when those demons, the enemies of your sons, are killed in battle by the demigods, of whom Indra is the chief. You want your sons to regain their lost reputation and opulence and live again in the heavenly planet as usual. A mother of the demigods, in my opinion, all the chiefs of the demons are now unconquerable, for they are being protected by the brahmanas, whom the Supreme Lord always favors. Thus the use of power against them now will not at all be the source of happiness. Yet, because I have been satisfied by the activities of your vow, O Goddess Aditi, I must find some means to favor you. For worship of me never goes in vain, but certainly gives a desired result according to what one desires. You have prayed to me properly and have properly worshipped me by performing the great Payovrata ceremony for the protection of your sons. Because of Kashyapa's austerities, I shall agree to become your son and to thus protect your other sons. Always thinking of me as being situated within the body of your husband, Kashyapa, go worship your husband, who has been purified by austerity. O lady, even if someone inquires, you should not disclose this fact to anyone. That which is kept very confidential is successful if kept as a secret. After that, the Lord disappeared. Okay. Vamana, the dwarf incarnation. This chapter describes, 18, how Lord Vamanadeva appeared, and how he went to the sacrificial arena of Bali Maharaj, who received him very well and fulfilled his desires by offering him benedictions. Lord Vamanadeva appeared in this world from the womb of Aditi, completely equipped with a conch shell, disc, club, and lotus. His bodily hue was red, yellow, green, blue, or blackish. Blackish. And he was dressed in yellow garments. Okay. Wow. Lord Vishnu appeared at an auspicious moment on Shravana Dwadashi when the Abhijit star had arisen. So Abhijit star, maybe we can see it here. At that time, in all the three worlds, including the higher planetary system, outer space, and this earth, all asking is Bhur, Bhuva, Swa. Bhur, Bhuva, outer space, Swa, higher planets. All the demigods, the cows, the brahmanas, and even the seasons were happy. because of God's appearance. Therefore, this auspicious day is called Vijaya, when the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who has a Satchitananda body, appeared as the son of Kasyapa and Aditi. Today is called what? What is today called? Vijaya. Somewhere here. We'll hang the robot around our neck. There you go. Okay. When the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who has a Satchitananda body, appeared as the son of Kashyapa and Aditi, both of his parents were very astonished. After his appearance, the Lord assumed the form of a dwarf, Vamana. All the great sages expressed their jubilation, and with Kasyapa Muni before them, they performed the birth ceremony of Lord Vaman, Lord Dwarf. Okay. At the time of Lord Dwarf's sacred said this, the thread ceremony, he was honored by the sun god, Brihaspati, the goddess presiding over the planet Earth, the deities of the heavenly planets, his mother, Lord Brahma, Kubera, the seven rishis, and others. Lord Vamanadeva then visited the sacrificial arena on the northern side of the Narmada River at the field known as Bhrigu Kacha, where the Brahmanas of the Bhrigu dynasty were performing yajnas. Yeah? Okay. Wearing a belt made of munja straw, an upper garment of deer skin, and a sacred thread, and carrying in his hands a danda, an umbrella, and a water pot, Lord Vamanadeva appeared in the sacrificial arena of Maharaj Bali. What was this? Northern side of the Narmada. Because of his transcendentally effulgent presence, all the priests were diminished in their power, in their prowess, unless they all stood from their seats and offered prayers to Lord Vamanadeva. Even Lord Shiva accepts on his head the water of the Ganges generated from the toe of the Lord. Therefore, after washing the feet of Balimaharaj immediately accepted the water from the Lord's feet on his head and felt that he and his predecessors had certainly been glorified. Then Balimaharaj inquired from Lord Vamadeva about his welfare and requested for him to ask for money, jewels, or anything he might desire. Okay, so who is Lord Vamanadeva's ancestor? Lord Bali Maharaj, do you know? You know Bali Maharaj, his father? Who's his grandfather? Prahlad Maharaj, his grandfather. He's the grandson of Prahlad Maharaj. His father is? Prahlad, Virochan, Bali Maharaj. And who's Prahlad's father? Hiranyakasipu. Who's his father? Kasyapa. So Kasyapa is the father of Hiranyakasipu and the father of Vamanadeva, who is the grandson of Kasyapa. It's weird. Okay. But anyway, you know, these things go on like that. Yeah. Oh, Banasura is Balimara's grandson? Yeah. And so Krishna doesn't kill him, he just cuts his arms off. Okay, chapter 19. Lord Vamanadeva begs charity from Balimaraj. Shisuka vacha iti vairochaner vakyam dharma yuktam sunritam nishyamya bhagavan prita pratinandyedam abravit. Sukadeva Goswami continued, when the personality of Godhead Vamanadeva heard Bali Maharaj speaking in this pleasing way, he was very satisfied, for Bali Maharaj has spoken in terms of religious principles. Thus the Lord began to praise him. Sri Bhagavan Uvacha, O King, you are indeed exalted, because your present advisors are the Brahmanas, who are descendants of Bhrigu. And because of your instructor for future life is your grandfather, the peaceful and venerable Prahlad Maharaj, your statements are very true. And they completely agree with religious etiquette. They are in keeping with the behavior of your family, and they enhance your reputation. I know that even until now, no one has taken birth in your family who has ever been poor-minded or miserly. No one has refused to give charity to Brahmanas, nor after promising to give charity has anyone failed to fulfill his promise. O King Bali, never in your dynasty has the low-minded king been born who upon being requested has refused charity to Brahmanas in a holy place or a fight to Kshatriyas on a battlefield. And your dynasty is even more glorious due to the presence of Prahlad Maharaj, who is like the beautiful moon in the sky. It was in your dynasty that Hiranyakasipu was born. Carrying only his club, he wandered the globe alone without assistance to conquer all directions, and no hero he met could rival him. When delivering the earth from the Garbhodak Sea, Lord Vishnu, in his incarnation as a boar, killed Hiranyaksha, who had appeared before him. The fight was severe, and the Lord killed Hiranyaksha with great difficulty. Later, as the Lord thought about the uncommon prowess of Hiranyaksha, he felt himself victorious indeed. When Hiranyakasipu heard the news of his brothers being killed, with great anger he went to the residence of Lord Vishnu, the killer of his brother, wanting to kill Lord Vishnu. Seeing Hiranyakasipu coming forward bearing a trident in his hand, like personified death, Lord Vishnu, the best of all mystics and the knower of the progress of time, thought as follows. Wherever I go, Hiranyakasipu will follow me, as death follows all living entities. Therefore, it is better for me to enter the core of his heart. For then, because of his power to see only externally, he will not see me. Lord Vamadeva continued. O King of the Demons, after Lord Vishnu made this decision, he entered the body of his enemy, Hiranyakasipu, who was running after him with great force. In a subtle body inconceivable to Hiranyakasipu, Lord Vishnu, who was in great anxiety, entered Hiranyakasipu's nostril along with his breath. Upon seeing the residence of Lord Vishnu was vacant, Hiranyakasipu began to search for Lord Vishnu everywhere. Angry at not seeing him, Hiranyakasipu screamed loudly, "Rah!" and searched the entire universe, including the surface of the earth, the higher planets, all directions, all the caves and the oceans. But Hiranyakasipu, the great hero, greatest hero, did not see Vishnu anywhere. Unable to see him, Hiranyakasipu said, "I have searched the entire universe, but I could not find Lord Vishnu, who has killed my brother. Therefore, he must certainly have gone to that place from which no one returns." He must be dead. Hiranyakasipu's anger against Lord Vishnu persisted until his death. Other people in the bodily concept of life maintain anger only because of false ego and the great influence of ignorance. Your father, Virochan, the son of Prahlad Maharaj, was very affectionate towards Brahmanas, although he knew very well that it was the demigods who had come to him in the dress of Brahmanas. At their request, he delivered to them the duration of his life. You also have observed the principles followed by great personalities who are householder Brahmanas, by your forefathers, and by great heroes who are extremely famous for their exalted activities. O King of the Daityas, from your majesty who comes from such a noble family and who are able to give charity munificently, I only ask 3 paces of land measured by my steps. O King, controller of the universe, although you are very munificent, unable to give me as much land as I want, I do not want anything from you that is unnecessary. If a learned Brahmana takes charity from others only according to his needs, he does not become entangled in simple activities. Die. Balimar said, "O son of a Brahmana, your instructions are as good as those of learned and elderly persons. Nonetheless, you are a boy, and your intelligence is insufficient. Thus, you are not very prudent in regard to your own self-interest. I am able to give you an island, an entire island, because I am the proprietor of the 3 divisions of the universe. You have come to take something from me, and have pleased me with your sweet words, but you are asking only 3 paces of land. Therefore, you are not very intelligent. O small boy, one who approaches me to beg for something should not have to ask for anything ever again. Therefore, if you wish, you may ask from me as much land as will be sufficient to maintain yourself according to your needs. Shri Bhagavan Uvacha. O my dear king, even the entirety of whatever there may be within the 3 worlds to satisfy one's senses cannot satisfy a person whose senses are uncontrolled. If I were not satisfied with 3 paces of land, then surely I would not be satisfied even possessing one of the 7 islands consisting of 9 varshas. Even if I possessed 1 island, I would hope to get others. We have heard that although powerful kings like Prithu and Gaya achieve proprietorship over the 7 dvipas, they cannot achieve satisfaction or find the end of their ambitions. One should be satisfied with whatever he achieves by his previous destiny, for discontent can never bring happiness. A person who is not self-controlled will not be happy even with possessing the 3 worlds. Material existence causes discontent in regarding to fulfilling one's lusty desires and achieving more and more money. This is the cause for the continuation of material life, which is full of repeated birth and death. But one who is satisfied by that which is obtained by destiny is fit for liberation from material existence. 9. Therefore, O King, from you, the best of those who give charity, I ask only 3 paces of land. By such a gift, I shall be very pleased. And for the way of happiness is to be fully satisfied to receive that which is absolutely necessary. 9. Go back to the summary here. Radhe Radhe. Okay. He begged Bali Maharaj to agree to give this land in charity, since this was very insignificant. But Sukracharya, who could understand that Vamanadev was Vishnu, the friend of the demigods, forbade Bali Maharaj to give this land. Sukracharya advised Bali Maharaj to withdraw his promise. He explained that in subduing others, in joking, in responding to danger, in acting for the welfare of others, and so on, one could refuse to fulfill one's promise, and there would be no fault. But this philosophy, Shukracharya had tried to dissuade Bali Maharaj from giving land to Vamanadeva. After hearing the instructions of Shukracharya, Bali Maharaj became very contemplative. Because it's the duty of a householder to maintain the principles of religion, Bali Maharaj thought it improper to withdraw his promise to a brahmachari. To lie or fail to honor a promise given to a brahmachari is never proper, for lying is the most simple activity. Everyone should be afraid of the simple reactions to lying, for Mother Earth cannot bear even the weight of a simple liar. The spreading of a kingdom or empire is temporary. If there is no benefit for the general public, such expansion has no value. Previously, all the kings and emperors expanded their kingdoms with a regard for the welfare of the people in general. Indeed, while engaged in such activities for the benefit of the general public, eminent men sometimes even sacrifice their lives. It is said that one who is glorious in his activities is always living and never dies. Therefore, fame should be the aim of life. And even if one becomes poverty-stricken for the sake of a good reputation, that is not a loss. Balaram's thought that even if this brahmachari Vamanadeva were Lord Vishnu, if the Lord accepted his charity and then again arrested him, Bali Maharaj would not be envious. Considering all these points, Bali Maharaj finally gave the charity he possessed. Then, Vamanadeva expanded himself into a universal body. Kind of like the Quaker Oats puppy, that guy. The guy, Mr. Marshmallow, whatever we use. Then Vamanadeva. By the mercy of Lord Vamanadeva, Bali Maharaj could see that the Lord was all pervading and everything rested in his body. Bali Maharaj could see Vamanadeva as the supreme Vishnu with helmets, garments, shribats, kastubha jewel, flower garland, ornaments. The Lord gradually covered the entire surface of the world, and by extending his body, he covered the entire sky. With his hands, he covered all directions. With his second footstep, he covered the entire upper planetary system. Therefore, there is no vacant place where he can place his third footstep. With the second step, the Supreme Personality of God had reached the topmost planets of the universe, Brahmaloka, which he diminished in beauty by the effulgence of his toenails. Lord Brahma, accompanied by great sages like Marichi and the predominating deities of all the higher planets, offered prayers to the Lord. They washed his feet and worshipped him with all paraphernalia. Jambavan played his bugle. Bali Maharaj, deprived of all his possessions, was deprived, and all the demons became very angry. Although Bali Maharaj warned them not to do so, they took their weapons up against Lord Vishnu. All of them were defeated, however, by Lord's eternal associates. And in accordance with Bali Maharaj's order, they all entered the lower planets of the universe. Understanding Vishnu's purpose, Garuda immediately arrested Bali Maharaj with the ropes of Varuna. When Bali Maharaj was thus reduced to a helpless position, the Lord asked him for the third step of land. Because Lord Vishnu appreciated Bali Maharaj's determination and integrity, when Bali Maharaj was unable to fulfill his promise, Lord Vishnu ascertained the place for him would be the Sutala planet, which is actually better than the heavenly planets. In the last chapter. Bali Maharaj was extremely truthful. Being unable to keep his promise, he was very afraid, for he knew that one who has deviated from truthfulness is insignificant in the eyes of society. An exalted person can suffer the consequences of hellish life, but he is very much afraid of being defamed for deviation from truth. Bali Maharaj agreed with great pleasure to accept the punishment awarded him by Lord Vamanadeva to be pushed down to Sutala. In Bali Maharaj's dynasty, there are many asuras who became, because of enmity toward Vishnu, who had achieved a destination more exalted than the great mystics. Bali Maharaj specifically remembered the determination of Prahlad Maharaj. Considering all these points, he decided to give his head in charity as a place for Lord Vishnu's third step. Bali Maharaj also considered how great personalities give up their family relationships and material possessions to satisfy the Supreme Lord. Indeed, they sometimes even sacrifice their lives for his satisfaction just to become his personal servants. Accordingly, following the footsteps of previous acharyas, Bali Maharaj perceived himself successful. While he was tied up by the ropes of Varuna, he offered prayers to the Lord. At the same time, Prahlad Maharaj appeared and described how the Lord had delivered Bali Maharaj by taking away his possessions in a tricky way. When Prahlad Maharaj was present, Lord Brahma and Bali Maharaj's wife, Vindhyavali, described the supremacy of the Lord. Bali Maharaj had given everything to the Lord, and they prayed for his release. The Lord then described how a non-devotee's possessions of wealth is a danger, whereas a devotee's opulence is a benediction. Then, being pleased with Bali Maharaj, the Lord offered him his disc to protect him and promised to always remain with him. Jai. Bali Maharaj ki. So he went to Sutala, but it's kind of like Las Vegas, I think. It's like, yeah. That's, was it Bilvaswarga? Bilvaswarga, it's like Las Vegas. It's more opulent than Indra's heaven. But Sutala is a little different, I think. You know? So he's there with all of his followers, and they can't, rebel against him because the Sudarshan chakra is always running, backing him up like that. And then in the future, he'll become Indra again. Yeah, he'll become the Indra in the future like that. Bali Maharaj. Okay? Yeah. So all these things are happening on different levels like that. Very subtle level. Like the level of radio waves or something like that. We see them coming down to gross levels. I guess this took place in Satya Yuga. Yeah, like that. Yeah. So what do we learn from the story of Bali Maharaj? And probably many things. Never touched a dwarf. But his wife was very critical of him. He was tied up. She came and offered her prayers, and he said, "This demon
was so arrogant that he thought he owned everything. And he could give charity to you like that, you know? Like that, you know? So now please forgive him because you've corrected his idea and now he understands the true situation like that. Yeah. 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 So he was maybe not a pure devotee or something, but very, very great personality. He was ready to become a pure devotee like that. Yeah. I guess what it takes to become a pure devotee, you've got to be so qualified to become Indra. Right? Because he was attached to his own honor. A little contamination like that. So it's very interesting, because it actually says that very few incarnations give love of God. They give liberation, they give opulence, but very few. Almost none of them. Most of them give liberation. Vamanadeva did not give Aditi. He didn't promise her liberation. He only promised her she'd become in heaven again. Her sons would be the Indra. Like that. He promised her material success. Even though they saw him, he had ecstatic feelings. You know. So Lord Chaitanya's incarnation is very rare like that. You can actually reawaken our love for Krishna. And that's the whole purpose of the Bhagavatam, is to hear all these stories and all these people. Because as we go on, we get these higher and higher levels of challenges and things like that. You know, on and on. Our service becomes more and more intense. Right? And you can't even deviate for a moment. Everything's suffering so much. You can't, I'm going to eat a lot now and rest. You know, no, there's no time. I have to go on. I can't deviate for one moment. You know, and austerity is like that. Oh, my God. It becomes more intense. And you go higher and higher levels of consciousness. And we only associate with people on those levels of consciousness after that sometimes. Yeah? Yeah. So we become gods and goddesses, and we have all these problems, like Ditti and Aditi and Kashyapa. And you see Krishna face to face. You know, the curtain's open, and it's not a statue, it's Radha Bhakti Vihar, like that. Or Lakshmi Narayan. Yeah? Yeah? But, even still, his wife was saying he was so arrogant he thought he could give everything to charity. Like that. Yeah? Yeah. Okay. Vaman Avatar, he's gone. I was in Mayapur one year when they had this festival. And Jani Vas at noontime. We're not a whole lot of devotees there. You know, a whole lot of devotees. And there's maybe 150 or something. In the Mayapur temple, there's just 150 devotees. It doesn't look like much, you know, like that. It was noontime. And so the curtains opened at noontime, and there was one little boy, not too old, you know, Gopi's age actually, a little kid like that. He was all dressed up like Vamanadeva. He had a little deer skin on, he had a like that. It was really just like charming, you know. And he was looking around like that, you know. His mother was down next on the side like that, looked at her, and she goes, oh, you know. So they sat him down, they washed his feet, like everything like that, just like receiving him like that. You know, he was sitting there watching all this, looking at his mother. And then they started bringing all his sweets, you know. He would take a little bite out of them or something, they would distribute them like that, you know. They'd take one out of the plate, they have no remnants, they'd one out of that. You know, well, this is not so bad after all. Yeah, you know, they'd take a prasad and put him there. And everybody was coming, receiving prasad from him. I think it's a sahajya. But Prabhupada said, no, the form is Radha Krishna. You know, so if an actor is sincere, then Krishna will manifest himself like that. Or the form is made out of human being body or something like that. So if a person is sincere, trying to do the job, then yeah, we can experience. We're getting more prasad from Vamanadeva, you know, worshiping. They were chanting, Jaya Vamanavatar, Jaya Bali Maharaj, Jaya Vamanavatar, Jaya Bali Maharaj. They're very nice.
In
Vrindavan. Yeah. He said it's not the form. There's sincere, honest people, then Krishna, and they know that. Krishna will come through us. So the drama is not. So many times, don't you tell everybody trying to organize dramas? How was your trip? Did you cover the globe in three steps? Yeah. Oh, wow. Yeah. So only went there? Yeah? You didn't see your family? Your near and dear ones? Oh, yeah. You have in Delhi, no? There's some people in Delhi, no?
Yeah.
Ruki, yeah.
But, mostly in
oh, very nice. Yeah, so now the well, now it's all, almost Kartik, no? Oh, wow. Wow. My gosh. No space.
I never saw such a huge decoration.
Wow. But it's very crowded though. Very crowded though too, no? But where? But where do they distribute the prasad? On our property.
Yeah.
Because sometimes they use the Fogel Ashram. My goodness. Radha Govinda Maharaj.
Wow.
I know.
But it's still so much potency there, and he's spoken thousands of people.
Hindi. I think of that, yeah.
And even singing, even in each other's arms. And I'm not saying that torrents of sweat coming out and people are wrapped around each other. And they are giving you that for them is nothing.
Oh, okay.
They are giving you that.
Wow.
They are so used to it.
Yeah. Also, too, when you grow up someplace, your body gets fixed. Even your whole life, you can't change it. Within the first 5 years or something, your body just develops a certain way to react. And so even you go, you just can't change it.
Those who are living there.
You also like that?
Okay.
I had one disciple, Jambavati Devidas, she's always sick. She had infection in her lungs, her kidneys, one thing after another. She went to India and asked the Sakya, the two of them, and they'll say, oh, you're going to die in India. Her health got perfect. So it's like hot, everything else. And so, you know, previous life. And when she was there, everything was like, you know, it was just like she was home. You know, they couldn't find a place to live, stay with Kuskartik, everything else. They were sort of, went to the temple where the big Ganesh deity is in front. They went there and they started crying, and the guy couldn't tolerate that. He said, all right, something like to get a room for them. You know. And every day when they would take prasada on the balcony, this lady monkey would come. And she's very polite. They put a plate for her. She would take her prasada like that, and she would kind of wait till they were finished, and she would go. And every day, very polite. They would take prasada, the three of them together like that. India. So lucky. You did a Jet Airways? No. Mm-hmm. You took Jet Airways? Yeah, it's the same thing. Also, Jet Airways, because they go, they stop in Brussels. They stop in Brussels. Yeah. So I go to Rotterdam, so it's for me. Ah, wow. It's a long way. Yeah. It's hot. But it's dry. Fungus starts to grow on your body.
I know.
Your skin thing just. I had a friend told me that. All your skin thing disappear, like in your body perspiring. I was in Calcutta like that. Wow. Okay, so Prabhupada, can you die? Wow, back to God. Good to see you. I was lamenting. You saw Ajah?
Mm-hmm.